right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're bringing you Spawn, but only for 30 minutes because you guys aren't digging the hour-long ones, so I'm just not going to do those anymore. It's just not hitting as well. So we'll only do a comic or two. That way we don't go through the whole damn thing too fast, and Image is like, hey, you've done 20 volumes. It's like, okay, fine. Not that they've said anything, but I don't want to just be like, okay, guys, here's everything you've released. I kind of want to make it a little shorter so we're only just covering a couple books instead of like, oh, this guy's trying to put all the books on there. No, we are trying to, you know, promote this stuff. And, I mean, I enjoy it, too. I have a lot of fun with this. Obviously, you guys like it, and some of you guys probably just listen to me and not look at the comics, which is something I'm not used to, but I am kind of a zennial, I guess you could say, because I was, like, born in the 80s, so I'm still not really used to the way that a lot of people watch YouTube or listen to YouTube, where they just put it on 2x speed and go through it real fast. I mean, if that's the way you like your comics, fine. But at any rate, let's go ahead and get started. Spawn, Volume 14. '81 to '86. Yeah, we're getting up there. That's why I don't want to just be like, okay, here's another volume and another volume and another volume. I'm going to slow down a little bit. Of course, Todd McFarlane. I mean, you know the team, guys. The return of the child killer character Billy Kincaid is important to me because his first appearance was in Spawn number 5, and the fact you've been around that long is quite rewarding. It was also the first issue where we showed that Spawn could kill somebody if he was pushed hard enough. He could mete out justice whether it was called for or not. It was a defining moment in the book where I was making it clear that Spawn would not be Batman. Remember, Batman used to carry a gun, though. I don't know if he ever used it, but I know he carried one. Spawn is actually quite the opposite of Batman. Spawn would use a gun and would have taken the Joker out years ago. Todd McFarlane, Spawn Letters Page, Issue 78. Devil Inside, Part 1, March 99. Wow, this is about the time I was actually really reading comics. Well, maybe not. In 99, I was just getting into high school, I think. Merrick, Long Island. Creak! Click, tick, tick. Cool. When it's all over, everyone will agree. Mark Lucas was a good kid. Welcome. Good morning. Good morning, Father. Always polite. Did well in school. The quiet kind. Never caused any trouble. No one will be able to understand why one clear winter morning he just seemed to snap. Mark sees the priest speaking, but doesn't hear him. Just a hollow rushing sound in his ears, then a low buzzing. He feels electric, a hot wire burning beneath his sternum. He feels alive. Just a little pressure now. Bam! 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 The buzzing sound gives way to distant thunder and the falling echoes of screams all around him. And then the screams give way to laughter. A thick, gluttonous laughter that only Mark can hear. Heh. Heh. That was fun. Manhattan. Spawn slumbers. A brief respite from the tortures of his existence. Sometimes, when he dreams, he almost feels like a man again, but right now his dreams are troubled. Something gnaws at the core of his being, fluttering like a pigeon in a cage. A presence, an unnamed evil, distant yet familiar, calls out to him, taunting him. Bloodstain washes and echoes of murder. Murder most foul. Shaken by these images, Spawn moves on instinct. Instinct honed by a lifetime of combat and tempered in the fires of hell. Bounding up decrepit stairways, barreling through decaying floorboards. From the shadows, he stares out across the skyline and sees nothing. But it's out there. Something is out there. Where is it? And it's laughing at him. We're screwed, pal. Let's not panic just yet, sir. Yeah, sure. What's the panic about? So we find a severed head at our doorstep and a bloody message on our office wall saying how we nailed the wrong killer in the exterminator case. No biggie. Could happen to anyone. Shh. I want to hear this. Brutal, senseless slayings at a Long Island church this morning. Authorities report the youth is still at large. And the hits keep on coming. Man, just when things were looking up too. I want to know who did this and I want to know why. I'm back, signed Billy. What's that about?
Let's just come out and say it, sir. I think we both know who Billy is.
Who? Billy Kincaid? Everyone's favorite child-molesting serial killer? Tortured them kids, then got let out on a technicality? There's just one little snag in that theory, Twitch. Kincaid is dead. See, I thought you might have remembered that, considering how it was our office he was found in.
There's no need to be flippant, sir.
As I recall, Spawn left him dangling there like a prize marlin, an ice cream scooper sticking out of his pancreas. I also recall losing our badges about 2 minutes later. Any of this ring a bell?
Of course I remember, but if Simmons can return from the dead, why not Kincaid?
Twitch, I think that bullet in your head is turning your brain septic.
Tell me honestly that same thought didn't occur to you, sir.
Yeah, okay. It crossed my mind. But this is all getting too weird. All's I know is the press is gonna have our asses on a plate when this gets out. Heroes to zeros in record time, my friend.
I don't know, sir. We were a one-day story. I'm sure everyone's forgotten our names by now.
Yeah? You really think so?
Excuse me, guys. Didn't realize we had celebrities in our midst. Those gentlemen at the bar wanted to buy a round for the guys who caught the exterminator. Enjoy.
Thanks, fellas. Yeah, cheers. We are so screwed. Oh, yeah. Long Island. Mark Lucas hides in darkness, eyes shut, drum tight, praying to the very depths of his soul that it was all just a bad dream. He bargains and pleads and swears to devote his life to good deeds, if only it would all just go away. It doesn't work.
Psst. Hey, Mark, it's me. I brought you a sandwich.
He tries not to think about his mom and dad, about Father Collins, or about any of the rest. Thanks, man, but I don't think I can eat.
You're all over the TV, dude. This is really hardcore. The cops came by. I told them I hadn't seen you.
I think I'm losing my mind. When I close my eyes, I don't know. He tries not to think of anything at all.
Well, listen, it's dark out now. Maybe you should, well, you know.
Yeah, okay. Manhattan. A rather peppery sauvignon. Piquant, yet buoyant. Good finish, paints the throat nicely. Not entirely unlike freshly spilt blood.
Oh, Ethan, you're awful. I have a reputation to maintain.
Oh, speaking of awful, did you hear about that shooting out on Long Island? I have a cousin who lives right near there. Kids today.
Oh, yes. Another teenage suburban malcontent goes gun crazy. Why can't they just get bad haircuts and read Nietzsche? The worst part is that it's all getting too predictable. Excuse me, so predictable. I expect the Boy Scouts will start giving out merit badges and spree killing soon.
Tis, tis. Awful. You're just awful.
Now, allow me to be your agent for a moment, darling. How's this book going? This is a crucial time for you. I see big things.
The book is turning some unexpected corners. I've uncovered some rather interesting new urban phenomena. Let me ask you, have you ever heard of Spawn?
What, you mean like salmon?
No, as in Hellspawn, or Hellspawn, I suppose. I came across it while researching the homeless murderers.
And?
He's apparently some kind of urban boogeyman, a walking corpse who's 10 feet tall, made of hellfire, who metes out justice to evildoers everywhere.
Don't tell me you're going all X-Files on me.
No, it's rubbish, of course, but with all this millennial madness, the question isn't whether there really are UFOs, or whether Elvis is really living with Yetis in Nepal, or whether the Virgin Mary decides to reveal herself in someone's waffle iron. The question is why people believe this nonsense. The Hellspawn. It's a lovely metaphor for the end times, I think. Certainly worth looking into.
Elsewhere.
It's in my head again, Cog. It's playing with me. I thought this was over, but it's back.
I know.
You know?
Yes.
I'm afraid I found something rather disturbing. Remember the brand that was found on Miss Frost after her death and on the man in the morgue? I was finally able to fully identify it. The serpentine addendum is written in an ancient code, so it took a while. Come, I'll show you. Diabolus Interium translates roughly to the devil within or the devil inside. It describes an evil spirit sent from hell which temporarily possesses a human soul and then goads the host to act on his or her darkest impulse. So while Sarah Frost did kill all those people, it was only because she was encouraged by this evil presence. Now, this is the particularly infernal part. The soul of the killer is then condemned for the crimes it was tricked into committing and damned to eternal hell. With each new soul harvested, the spirit becomes more powerful and more deadly. How do we stop it? I haven't the faintest idea. 10 hours ago, Mark Lucas had a future. A bright and shining path of possibility stretched out endlessly in front of him. He was going to be someone, a doctor maybe, or an archaeologist. He was going to travel to Europe and fall in love and get married. He would have children and grandchildren, vacations at the lake and Christmas Eves around the fire. But that's all gone now. Stolen away like a thief in the night. Blasted into oblivion by 6 pulls of a cold metal trigger. He sees that now. The gun feels heavy and foreign in his hands. Some monstrous alien appendage. So this is what it's like to hold death in your hands. 10 hours ago, Mark was just a kid, a mere child, full of childish hopes and dreams. But childhood's over. Now. Now and forever, he is a killer. Twitch Williams had always had a knack for solving problems. In school, he was a math prodigy. Algebraic equations danced like symphonies through his agile mind. But there are far more unseen variables in real life. X, the unknown. When he got fired from the police force, he and Sam went into the business for themselves. Twitch's wife, Helen, never liked the idea. Becoming a detective wasn't much of a stretch. It all comes down to looking for patterns, isolating cofactors, identifying common denominators. Too sordid, too risky, and for far too little money, getting shot in the head didn't help matters. He had a house full of kids he saw far too little of and a wife who was quickly losing patience. Cracking the exterminator case was supposed to change all that. They were heroes. No more struggling. No more late payments on the phone bill. Helen was so proud of him. So how can he tell her they were wrong? That they caught the wrong suspect? The man who has the courage to walk into 1,000 blind alleys to stand brave in the face of gunfire can't bring himself to open the door and walk inside. He simply can't look her in the eye and tell her he's failed. I'm so sorry. I don't know how this happened. But I didn't mean it. I didn't mean to hurt anyone. It wasn't me. I mean, it was me, but not the real me. I wish I could take it all back. I swear I would do anything. But it's too late now. I don't know. I know, and of course he's saying, I just don't know what went wrong. It's all too late. Forgive me, Jesus. Please. Take care of my folks. Help them through this, okay? Tell them I always loved them. Tell them I'm sorry. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Bam! In front of Holy Redeemer Church in Merrick, in front of Holy Redeemer Church in Merrick, Long Island, where just hours ago, young Mark Lucas apparently took his own life. This is the very same church where Lucas allegedly opened fire on the Sunday congregation with his father's .38 caliber revolver. 3 people were killed, including Father Patrick Collins, who had been conducting mass when the shooting broke out. 4 others were injured, too critically. Lucas had been eluding police since this morning. The community has gathered in an impromptu candlelight vigil, a memorial both for Lucas and for the victims of the shooting. Friends and neighbors trying to ease one another's grief and perhaps find a way to make sense of these tragic, horrific events. Lucas was described by all as a bright, good-hearted kid, an honor student, and a church volunteer. Police have not yet determined any motive behind today's bloodshed, and now it appears we may never know. Care to make a donation, friend? I'm starting up a collection. To be continued. Devil Inside, Part 2.
Kincaid! Heard you missed me. I'm back. Kincaid, you son of a bitch! You're behind this? I'll rip your... Oh, that's not a happy face. No balloons, no ice cream. Aren't you glad to see me, Spawny? Play nice, Spawn. Sklang, clank. Damn it, Kincaid. What's your game? Thud.
Haven't you figured it out? I made a deal, too. Harvesting souls for the big M. 6 more and I get a pup tent. Malbolge sends his love, by the way. What's the matter? You look a little sick there, pal. Got a headache? I'll be honest, I was kind of sore about you killing me and all. I mean, that ice cream scooper really hurt. But it turns out to be the best thing that ever happened to me. I guess this is what they call irony, huh? It's a lot easier than I thought. Only takes a little push to turn most people into killers. God damn, it's so sweet when they suffer. Ice cream? They scream? Hee, hee, hee. But you know that, don't you? Oh, yeah, that's right, buddy. I'm the one who's been inside your head. I know everything, Simmons. I'm gonna make sure I hurt you where you live. But not yet. I'll leave you a couple things to think about. We're just getting started. Things are going to get real bad real fast. A lot of people are going to die. And it's going to be all your fault. Hugs and kisses, Spawny. See you in your dreams.
Hold it right there, psycho. Move a muscle and you're a dead man. Foosh! What the hell? Lights went out. Freak's gone. Look around. Find him. Shit.
Ahem. Forgive me, Mr. Simmons. Spawn, I need to speak to you, please.
Twitch, what are you doing here? I don't like people sneaking up on me. How did you know where to find me?
I don't know. It's strange. The information was inside my head somehow, like the way I know my phone number or what color blue is. I just knew.
You expect me to believe that?
I don't profess to have a logical explanation, but lately I seem to know a lot of things I shouldn't, a kind of sixth sense, almost. It's been that way ever since I was shot, ever since you saved my life.
Whatever. Why are you here? Where's that walking heart attack you call a partner?
He doesn't know I'm here. It's about this box. There's a severed head in it, a gift from Billy Kincaid. We didn't know what to do with it. We can't exactly go to the police.
Fine. I'll take care of it. Anything else?
I know what's going on. I know about Kincaid. He's back somehow to take revenge on all who wronged him.
Your sixth sense tell you that too? I thought killing him was the right thing to do. It only made him stronger.
You made a judgment. You did what you thought was right, and it turned out terribly wrong. I understand.
You don't understand, Jack.
I believe I do. I know who you are. I've read your file. I know the man you were. I know you believed in things like honor and duty, and they weren't enough to save you. I know about Wanda and Terry. I know you lost your wife. I know you watched the people you love slip from your grasp. And I have to tell you, I think I can understand exactly how that feels.
Your wife? She's pretty. Yeah, that's her.
That's my Helen. So did you have fun at the museum? Yeah, I like the dinosaurs best. You did, huh? So what do you say we pick up some Chinese on the way home, How's that sound? Can we make it pizza instead? Pizza? I think that can be arranged.
Pardon me. Thank you.
Will Dad be home for dinner? I don't know, honey. I honestly don't know. Why does he always have to work late? I hate that. You and me both, kid. Okay, so what about Tink? What do you think he liked best about the museum? Tink liked the Indians, I think. He did, huh?
Bam!
Scree! What was that? Oh, great. Sounded like a gunshot.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I please have your attention? We regret to inform you that this train has been unavoidably delayed. The Hellspawn, ultimately, is a metaphor for the collective shadow of a declining age. The urban myth of a supernatural avenger rising up from the grime of the city. It's a perfectly apt reflection of a fractured society.
an impossibly powerful being who dwells among the lowest of the low, meeting out justice would seem so elusive to the common man.
Hi, I'm Velvet.
You're early.
So where do you want to?
I'm working. Who lurks in every shadow? Who knows our darkest secrets? Reports of the Crimson Cloak Boogeyman date back at least several years. The police department maintains a file on him. Eyewitness accounts are numerous, though highly unreliable. Subject number 14, a 68-year-old man in Washington Square.
Yeah, I seen him. 10 feet tall, built like a tank. He has a three-headed dog with bat wings. They say he lives in a palace built out of human bones down in the sewers, but I think that's a bunch of talk.
What's it about? What you're writing?
It's about a hooker with a heart of gold. I'll send you a copy.
Don't talk to me like that. I have a master's from Vassar, smartass. I'm just here to pay the bills. By the way, the clock is running.
The end of the world.
What?
What I'm writing about. It's the end of the world.
Ah, no wonder you're so tense. So, you ready now?
Hold on.
Now what?
I said, hold on.
Where an armed man is apparently holding a train full of passengers hostage. Police are trying to negotiate his surrender, but have so far been unsuccessful.
Don't you dare speak to me like that, officer. I'm the king of the underworld. I am God here. My word is law. You and your boyfriends better keep your distance. If I see anyone trying to come in here, I'm going to kill every last one of these fine people. Am I clear? Does everyone understand who's in charge? I am the Lord God, your savior. I am the captain of your destinies. Hell, screw Tom Wolfe. I am the friggin' master of the universe. Got it? Bam, bam. Oh, Jesus. Disappointed. Terribly disappointed. Now I gotta ask you people. Anyone else wanna be a hero? No? Good. So let's play a game. It's called Who Wants to Get Out of the Subway Train Alive? Let's see who really wants to live. We'll bargain for it. Okay? Negotiations are now open. Let's see. You there. Yeah, you, buddy. If I, as your god, asked you to stomp Mr. Kneecaps here to death in exchange for your freedom, would you do it? Yes? No? Anyone? We're negotiating, folks. An hour from now, you'll be begging for this deal. It's simple. What are you willing to do to get out of here alive? Everyone has their price. What about you, lady? Cute kid you got there. What's your name, sonny? I bet your mom loves you a whole lot, huh? I bet she'd do just about anything to keep you from an early grave, am I right? What's the saying? Only the good die young? You're a good boy, kid. Excuse me, you a good boy, kid? Get away from him! You're sick! I am God! There's no escaping me! Do you remember the Bible? Remember where God tells Abraham to kill his own son to show the big man a little respect, huh? Didn't you teach your boy his Bible, lady? Don't worry, sweetheart. I won't ask you to kill the boy. I just want a little token of respect, that's all. So, lady, take this knife and cut off his ear for me. Do that, and I'll let you both go. You have my word as a supreme deity. If you don't, well, I will blow his goddamn brains all over your lovely cardigan there. Your choice.
Mom, you love your boy, don't you, lady? Here's your chance to prove how much.
Now I'm going to count to three, and I'm going to skip one and two. Look away, honey.
Yow! You stupid bitch! Christ! Big mistake, lady. Now I'm a wrathful god. I... Ch-tunk! Oh!
What the hell is that? I can't see. What's going on?
Get out of him, Billy. I know you're in there. Now get out. Don't die on me, mister. Don't you die on me. God damn you, Billy. Thud.
It's okay, baby. It's okay. Mom?
Nice try, Hellspawn, but he belongs to me now. One of us. One of us! One of us! Ha ha ha!
Queens, New York, the following day, twilight.
Uppy, Granna, uppy!
Ready for some coffee, Granny?
That would be lovely, Wanda, thank you. Cyan, would you like a juice box?
Yes, please.
Such good manners, Cyan. You are growing up into such a beautiful girl. You look just like your mother. How do you know? What's wrong, Granny?
You there! Get away from here! Don't think just because I'm blind I can't see you.
Granny, who you talking to?
I ain't afraid of you, mister. I ain't afraid. Now get on out of here, and don't you come back ever.
I scream, you scream, we all scream.
Bye-bye, little girl. I'll be back. Smooch.
But first, I know someone we can have some real fun with.
Next, the return of Jason Wynn. Okay, guys, so we'll be back next month with The Conqueror. Next year, actually, with The Conqueror. Told you I was going to do them a little short, but yeah, I mean, it'll probably be about three months to do a volume, something like that. It's a little, I mean, some of you guys might not like it, but some of you guys might like it. I guess my longer ones don't tend to attract as many people. I've noticed that you guys don't have the greatest attention spans, and I mean, it is what it is. Like, people got a lot to do. So I'm thankful for you guys actually checking out my comics. It means a lot. And if you like the video, you know, give me a like, share, all that good stuff. And don't forget, there's a Patreon, Grimm's Dungeon of Comics, if you want to donate. All right, guys, so I am out, and I will see you next time with the Chaos Comics. All right, so I'm out.